Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured on one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you're a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
And I have to say, the YouTube video is pretty sharp.
Well, it's been pointillized.
Oh.
Oh, right.
And we're back to the dots that are really dark.
More dark dots, but a splash of blue in the middle.
Yeah, one imagines
it's a title.
There's also some like light pinkish lavender towards the top left.
Top left, yeah.
Mm.
These sound like descriptions of bed sheets that I would like to purchase.
Audience, if you're interested in a pointillized bed sheet, let us know on Twitter. And
the colors are beautiful, but the thread count sucks.
I could see a new venture for Talking Studios bed sheet production.
Yeah,
you give us the poster, KJ will pointillize it. We'll print you out a bed sheet.
If you got this in one, it's half off for the sheets based on.
It wouldn't take much to be our most profitable venture.
I have a guess.
I'll take a guess too. Why not?
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what's your guess?
I'm going to say Ghostbusters. Predominantly dark background, some light in the middle with the four characters.
Incorrect. Tom?
I'm actually going to go on a limb here and say something radically different. Super Troopers. I think it's a dark poster, but with a bright Super Trooper logo, which would explain the blues and whites.
Good guess. Incorrect.
Ah.
Nick?
I'm going with The Warriors.
Ooh, another fun movie. Incorrect. We're moving on to our second reveal.
Oh, this changes everything.
So the background's still relatively dark. But
there's a mustard yellows in the bottom there, though.
And am I making things up thinking that there might be an individual like in the center of the poster that the brighter dots are outlining?
Maybe.
That could be white, though, too, because you have some pastels right dead center there.
Mm-hmm.
It's either an individual or that's where the title is with
is that
credits
a title?
On the
that's
bottom.
What I'm wondering. Yeah.
Mm.
But there's also on the top middle some lighter tones there too.
Mm.
Not quite as light. But...
Yeah.
I'm very much at a loss. I'm trying to focus on this mustard yellow situation on the bottom middle.
Anybody got a guess?
I'll take a guess. It doesn't really fit my person in the center, but predominantly dark background, title at the bottom. I'll say Interstellar.
Ooh, good guess. Incorrect.
I'll go with The Matrix because...
Another good guess. Incorrect.
Guess I am.
I'm going for a total random one.
Go random.
The Night of the Hunter.
Ooh,
what a good movie. Incorrect.
Oh, no.
Moving on to our third reveal.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Something's going on in the middle there.
I think I know what it is. I'm pretty confident.
I kind of hope you do.
You guys want the third reveal clue?
Of course.
Yes, hit it.
There are zero people in this poster.
I think I know what it is. That's my preconception.
All right. Well, I think the title is at the bottom and it's kind of in gold. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
It's definitely kind of some kind of symbol in the like a bright spot in the center.
Is there a spaceship in this?
That's
poster?
We're guessing the same thing, Nick. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if we're not though?
That would be funny.
Based on Nick's hint of a spaceship, I'm going to make a guess as well.
All right, Chris, let's start with your guess.
Well, why don't go with them because I'm on their coattails. Go with Nick.
Great, Tom and Nick. What do you got?
I have Close Encounters.
Close Encounters, the third kind.
The spaceship part gave it away for me.
Correct. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not what I thought the poster looked like.
I honestly thought it was going to be Devil's Tower.
I thought it was the Devil's with Tower the thing... with the big, gigantic, colorful UFO over the top of it.
Which actually, in terms of the design, doesn't look that different from this, but just in terms of like stacking up different lights and whatnot. But yeah, I did not expect it.
Was this the theatrical poster? Maybe that was the like VHS poster or something like
that? We would have gotten it in two if you used the right poster.
Stop using the alternate.
I'm not accusing. I'm just curious.
Yeah, you know, I think it's been a while since I grabbed these, but mostly it's whatever the predominant poster on IMDb is my source. And I say that, I'm sure everyone's going to go look it up. And
best part is that guess what's not on there? Guess what's not on this poster?
Spielberg's name.
There isn't a UFO on here.
No, it's a glow. It's a glow. I actually thought the ship was going to be there too. Mm-hmm. But Tom and I still get credit. I don't know why the mustard yellow too, like on the bottom that I was focused on before, that somehow jumped out at me because I remembered something with the coloring there with Close Encounters. You had very dark colors, you had the bright spaceship, and you had kind of that color.
Congrats to Nick and Tom for being able to identify this movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-host? Let us know in how many on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,